Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Before we begin this Fairly Town Show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. We have a hell of a night's top. We've had a hell of a week, hell of a night.
A month.
Tonight's topics involved education and student loans and how an open letter to Department of Education should at least spark a conversation to actually help those who need their loans to be forgiven with different abilities, with anyone who is going through this loan process to get their loans forgiven for school. There's a need. There has to be more that should be done to help these, to help people who are willing to go through leaps and bounds just to get their loans forgiven. And the fact that there's a major issue as it relates to education and student loan debt and those who are ahead of the Department of Education really shows their lack of, understanding for people with different abilities, let alone what the current climate is at this very moment in time, which is a bit of a scary, uncertain time where there's a lot of people who are let off from work due to a pandemic that is literally, we're in the midst of it, and we're not the only country that's going through this. And the fact that Betsy DeVos is showing that she does not want to do this. There has to be a way for people to actually step up and have that ability to have their loans dissolved, have their loans forgiven. No matter which way you go for schooling, this matters. What's your thoughts on this, since it's a whole lot of crazy right now?
It is crazy out there right now.
Yeah. And on top of this, people wanting to have their loans forgiven, there are people who are now going to be struggling due to this pandemic that is going on, and we're not trying to sensationalize it. More has to be done to protect those who are affected. And that's the biggest thing that has to be done. It's not pick and choose. Not help at all. Which I see it as an issue.
It is pretty tough out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And the fact that that there's a big issue going, that this is a topic that is needs to be discussed, especially when there is a lack of understanding that people do want to have do want to have their loan forgiven, or at least have the access to have things taken care of to protect them from having issues going forward if they can't, if they're unable to pay, which is quite possible.
I think here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have like a disability, all this right now.
And there's a lot going on with people with disabilities are affected if they get this virus too.
Yeah,
which
ultimately
is discrimination. Which is a big deal in of itself. Which is a big deal to just have this actually be done correctly. And for people to be treated better.
It just needs to be done here.
Yeah. And there's a big deal when it has to be treated with a you have to treat people and not let things just go by the wayside when people are going through leaps and bounds just to get their loans dissolved, and knowing that there are people going to be struggling due to this current pandemic. That's a big deal. And it's not just a oh, that's all right. No, that's not all right.
All right.
And accountability comes into play. And there has to be a need for actually care about care about those who are looking for help. It's not just a hop, skip, and a jump to just have things being done in such a way that are so terrible to just have to just be treated poorly. especially when people are saying, well, they shouldn't have to be. Especially when it's a big deal. When I don't know what to expect. I look at it as going, there has to be a way for people to just understand this. Understand what is going on. And not just forgo the impact that is being held by people too, of not really doing much to help those who are ultimately going to be affected. That's a big deal. Let alone the struggle that people are going to have now. It's a big deal. There has to be a way for more people to understand. This is a big deal.
It's going to get bad, folks.
Yeah. And the issue comes into play. Yeah. And this is a big deal. And now with the current situation of a virus, there's a lot that's gone on. It's been crazy. Let alone it's a big deal when you could see so many people losing their lives, let alone the mass hysteria, which it's out of control. I look at it as people are trying to hoard toilet paper and goods, all because they don't know what's going to happen. And now fear.
Now it seems like they're hoarding everything. Like,
oh, yeah.
How am I supposed to live?
it's a big deal. This is not just a, and hoarding everything. What are they going to do with so many rolls of toilet paper? Yeah. Let alone, there's a lot of things that have come up that involves people being on lockdown, states as well as different states not being as serious as others, along with people, persons with disabilities being denied service, and now there's an open letter to Mr. Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania due to them trying to ration ventilators and denial of care, which is horrible. And it's, and for those who are hospital staff doing that to people, what gives them the right? That they're literally picking and choosing who can live and die? What kind of world do we live in to the point where, yes, you could have limited resources, but you're basically leaving people who are most vulnerable and elderly to be in situations where they don't want to be in. And for those healthcare workers who are doing that, shame on you. Shame on you. Yes, you're trying to help, but this, you're literally hurting a community that is marginalized already. It makes me sick to know that people are being denied care. And there's no reason to deny people care. Yeah, you might be limited on resources, but guess what? How would you like it if your family members were in that bed or wanting to have access to beds because of their having some sort of having a different ability that relies on going to a hospital? How dare you? Yes, people are praising those in the medical field, but this is nothing short of a should be criminal to deny people care. It's disgusting and sick. There's no excuse. I hope families start speaking out if their family members were mistreated and denied care. And for those who are mistreating the elderly and basically picking and choosing who could live and die, one day karma is going to come up and bite you in the fucking ass. And guess what? If you ever have families with immune compromised or different abilities, think twice about what you're doing to the families who have to go to the hospital and use those and to go there for treatment, because this is no good. And I hope that those hospitals are held accountable, because no one deserves this. And I'm tired of seeing reports that people are denied care for one reason. Even if they're in the healthiest conditions and if they don't have insurance, how about to those hospitals and those, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, shame on you for denying people care. Shame on you for actually giving a marginalized group, putting them in a difficult position. No one deserves this at all. I'm sorry for ranting, but this makes me sick.
stuff that's going on right now. It's like,
let alone there's been reports that a hospital in New York City has a refrigerator truck too, and there has been a photo circulating of those who have been passed away online as well. So how horrible is that? And I hope something justice is done for those families. Johnny, you could take it from here because I don't want it to, it's a lot.
It's a doozy, that's for sure.
Yeah. And the fact that this is going on and is being reported, I hope the fact that there's an image circulating, the fact that there's reports coming out of different areas, there has to be accountability. And I don't know what you're thinking, Johnny, but this is a time where seeing even an advocate. Oh, sorry.
I think this all could have been prevented, but no.
Yeah.
We got caught with our pants down.
Let alone
and
people
this,
out
this
there.
Wasn't even being reported. This was being reported a couple months before this hit.
Yeah. In January. Too. And now you have to pick and choose who could live and die. This should be a criminal act. This should be, I don't know, a criminal act, but their justice has to be served for those families who may not realize that their family members in New York could potentially be who have passed could be in a refrigerator truck, which I've seen the images. I've seen the video. It's out there. There's a whole lot of things I could say about that, about this alleged thing that is now being squashed. So this is a big deal. And the alleged acts that goes on, and when there's open letters to urge, say, governors and different states to not discriminate and not have hospitals not discriminate, what you're doing is basically hindering the life of so many Americans who want to live. There's no excuse for this. And for the fact that there are people who want to get better and don't want to be there. For those that need the help, more has to be done. And I say for Governor Wolf, for not putting the whole state on an indefinite lockdown, shame. Shame on him. Because there's only 26 counties who are on this stay-at-home order. What are you supposed to do when people don't want to fucking stay home? There's a certain point where accountability comes into play too. no joke. And on this point, I really hope it really needs, things need to change for the better. And care, there needs to be more. There has to be more to be done to protect those who need these resources too, and not denial of care, which is a big deal. What are you, how do you feel about this? As I went on my tirade rant.
I can see his bond, like, I don't know anymore.
I'm sure more will be discussing this. We'll be doing some sort of chronicling our days in quarantine as a way of pass the time with different topics. And then that now, next week we'll have hopefully better topics to discuss other than the current status of a war on a virus that is causing a lot of people to be sick.
Maybe we can cover it again next week, but like,
yeah,
have it on the flip side.
Yeah, because there are people doing a lot of good. I hate that there has to be, things have to be overshadowed by those making those in the hospital settings who are picking and choosing who lives and dies. No one deserves.
It's horrible out there.
Yeah, it is. And on that note, stay home. Wash your hands.
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Yes. For at least 20 seconds. Yeah. And if it's not available, make sure you have hand sanitizer, because, and also if you're sick, just stay home. Everyone with weakened immune systems or who could be in a situation that you could make them sick will thank you for it in the long run. And on that note, we'll be back next Monday. Same time, same place, and
we'll find something to talk about.
Yeah. Oh yes. And hopefully it could be a more not as dark as it's been. But I guess everyone's have for rent. But granted, everyone gets an epic rant. So if you have the same feelings as
punch that card,
we
you got
do.
It.
Oh. As we do, thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.
Good night.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.